how big is the contribution of Jokowi policies towards the current Indonesia economic development?
First is he solved almost, yeah, solved the problem of of fuel subsidy issue. So he reallocated fuel subsidy toward other than consumption or consumption of the subsidy by the rich. So fuel subsidy has been regressive, and many government never even attempted something like what Jokowi did, which is abolishing it. And this has one benefit. First is now there is a potential big spending that can be directed toward more inequality reducing. Still potentials. So that's one big problem. So addressing, that's a potential to address the very problem of inequality in Indonesia. And the second one is infrastructure development. For the last few decades, Indonesian economy has been slowing down due to the lack of infrastructure investment. And this also solved this problem of infrastructure spending. So there are two important things, I think, that Jokowi contribute to the economic development.